Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
It is a blessing to be in the presence of the Most High God today.
Amen.
Amen. We greet you in the name of the Master's King,
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we welcome our Facebook visitors. Mm-hmm. We bring you greetings from Piney Hill Baptist Church, where Jesus Christ is Lord, and Major Gilbert is our pastor. My name is Reverend Tinsley. Let us worship the Lord today. Yes. Father, we thank and praise you this day, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we take joy in knowing that you're the King of Kings, that you are the Prince of Peace, that you are the Mighty God. Father, we thank you. Besides thee, there's none other. Father, we thank you that you inhabit the praises of your people. Father, we praise you for all that you've done in us and through us. Father, we thank you for you are glorious. You are magnificent.
Yes.
Father, we lift up those that were not able to come out this day, Father God. Father, we pray that you'll bless them right where they are. Touch them. Father, we thank you for your anointing that you lift our heads. You're glorious. You're magnificent. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word.
Your word says that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled.
Amen.
Father, we hunger
Hallelujah.
For that living water.
Hallelujah.
Father, we hunger for the bread of life, for the Hallelujah. We thirst for the living water. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, as we look into your word, Father, that you would satisfy our thirst, that you would satisfy our hunger.
Lord God,
Father, open reveal to us Speak your mysteries. Father, we pray that your will shall be done. That your word shall not return into you void, but it's going to accomplish that which you purpose. Father, we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of a life-changing God. Amen.
That's what you do.
Is it okay if I take my time this morning?
Absolutely.
Amen. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about the kingdom of God.
That's right.
We've been talking about the entrance into the kingdom, the life in the kingdom, living in the kingdom. And I've been praying the direction to go. And the Lord has showed me the gate into the kingdom.
All right.
Let us go to the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 10 through 15, Jesus speaks, and he says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." This is Matthew's recording of what's often talked about as the model prayer. And the Lord has given me a little bit more of a revelation. This is the answered prayer. Say, "Reverend Timson, what do you mean by this is the answered prayer?" Well, John's disciples, he taught them how to pray. He taught them how to pray, and Jesus' disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray like John taught his disciples how to pray."
All right.
That says a lot to me.
All right.
It tells me that John was a good teacher, amen?
All right.
John was an effective teacher, amen?
All right.
And see, if I wanted to be a fisherman, a successful fisherman, I'd go to Brother Joe and I'd say, "Joe, teach me how to fish." You say, "Well, why are you going to pick on Joe, all the folk up in here?" Because his brother always telling how good a fisherman he is. How he bring him home like that right there. So Joe is a successful fisherman. So here, John's disciples, they walked in a way that stood out. They were successful in their prayers. There have been people that ask me, say, "Well, it seems like you got a foothold in the door when you're talking to the Father next time. Bring my name up."
Right.
And see, we need more than just a toehold.
All right.
We need to have a handle on what God wants for us.
Right.
What God wants through us. And see, we've been talking about not just prayer, because so oftentimes we'll say step one, step two, step three, and this is the path to a successful prayer life. But we're talking more than just prayer life. We're talking about kingdom living.
That's right.
And even with kingdom living and kingdom purpose, that's almost become a byword or a catchphrase. But if we really want to get to the heart of what God is saying to us, let's delve into his word this morning. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "It came to pass that he was praying in a certain place, and when he sees, one of his disciples said unto us, Teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples to pray." And here is where we find that the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray. And it's an answered prayer, because the Lord gave us this model that we call the Lord's Prayer. And I call it the answered prayer because we can go back to it. And we can know that the Lord heard his disciples and he responded. And he gave them the keys to tapping into God's heart. Amen? So we see the Father's answered prayer. And I was praying this morning and I was saying, "Lord, give me some insight on this." And he showed me about Brother Joe and Brother Eugene, about fishing. And how about something that none of us know anything about, at least I don't know anything about, and that's mountain climbing. What are the essential tools for mountain climbing? And the internet says one of the first things is a dry rope, a helmet. We need that in our prayer life, the helmet of salvation. A harness that's adjustable. Because it's possible that we, when we climb, we might fall. But if we got that harness, we're not going to get hurt. Crampons. As young men, me and my brothers and my cousins, we used to venture all back in the mountains, and we tried to climb rock mountains, and we were not successful because we didn't have those special shoes that gripped the rocks. But this is one of the things that we missed out in our climbing package. Our ice axe. Rappel. Isn't it something sometimes in life we want to go to a place, but we don't think about how we're going to get back? But see, here in this pack, you need to be able to rappel down after you get to the top, because you're not going to stay there. And you need a pulley, because sometimes the way seems hard, and that pulley kind of makes the way a lot easier. Things that we need to get to where we need to be to climb a mountain. But how about where we need to be in our Christian journey?
All right.
Prayer hinges on one of the most essential things that we need to have in our path. When Minister Tinsley ministered, it told us how we shouldn't pray. We shouldn't stand up and pray to have an outside show to a dying world.
Amen.
But our prayer is to get to the heart of God.
Amen.
Our prayer is to see, Lord, where do you want me to be? My wife asked me a question last week, and she said, a person had a hard, hard question to ask her. And she said, how would you answer? I said, tell them to pray, Father, your will be done. Your will be done. If I pray the way I want it, then I'm missing the purpose of God. But see, I want to know the heart of God. I listened to Brother Charles Stanley. He was saying, there are times that we have to accept some hard situations.
That's right.
Some hard situations. And me and my brothers and sisters, they can tell you, we were put in a very, very peculiar situation. And afterwards I learned, Lord, we want your will to be done. I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to hold on to this thing just for me. But see, Lord, we want your will to be done and your kingdom to come forth. And see, God's kingdom comes forth in us when we yield to his will.
That's right.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. And it says, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what things shall I do that I may have eternal life? We want eternal life, amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt not do murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man, I would almost think he kind of looked at himself and he said, all these things I have kept from my youth, what lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard these things, he went away sorrowful, for he said, for he had great possessions. As a young man, we used to play hide and go seek. And we would count to 10. And then the person that was counting would come looking for us. And we would sneak back to the base and tag the base and say, I've got my 10. The young rich ruler, he thought he had his 10. I followed the 10 commandments. I got that base covered. I'm good. So often times in life we think that we have done step one, step two, step three, and we've satisfied the will of God totally. But don't you know we serve a living God?
Yes.
Don't you know that we are living?
Yes.
I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago. God's been doing some work in me. I don't know about y'all, but God's been doing some work in me. God's been changing me. God's been changing us, amen?
Amen.
So if I get to 10 and say I got my 10, I'm missing out on everything else that God has for me. When God pulls on the rope of our heart and says, okay, I need you to do one more thing, are we willing to obey God? And see, one of the key principles about kingdom living is a submitted life.
That's right.
A life submitted to the will of God.
That's right.
And it's not after you got your 10.
That's right.
And that's the end. No, 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 no. We are living examples of God's grace, of God's mercy. And if God says, I want to get this thing out of your way so that you can keep on walking with me, are you willing to say, okay, I'm going to let that go? Because I read back in Genesis, it said that you created everything. Mm-hmm. And after you created everything, you said that it was good.
All right.
Would you say that everything God has done has been good?
Amen.
So as good as I think a thing might be, I got more confidence in God than I do in this thing that seems so good, seems so important, seems so sustaining, because God is our sustainer.
That's right.
Some trust in horses and some trust in men, but as for me and my house, we'll have confidence in the Lord.
Amen.
We have to get past, I got my 10. I've been to the mourner's bench. I've prayed the sinner's prayer, and I'm good. But when we want to walk in God's kingdom purpose, that God can get everything out of us that he wants out of us, I want him to look down and say, Brother Gene, thou good and faithful servant. The Lord to say, Sister Florence, that good and faithful servant, I gave you some things that seemed hard, but after all the chips came down, you recognize that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. It didn't seem easy at the time, but you prayed and you were obedient. A lot of the times, on time we pray is when we want something.
Amen,
amen, old man.
Amen.
Last time I talked to you was out when I wanted something. But so oftentimes we need to just stop and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You made a way out of no way.
Yes.
God's doing miracles here in Piney Hill right now. I don't know if you know about it, but God is doing miracles in our very midst right now.
Thank you, God.
And all we should say is, "Thy will be done, Lord."
Glory to God.
Your will. I may want one thing, but that doesn't matter anymore. What matters to me most is that your will is coming forth in me.
Yeah.
And it's not stopping there. See, because God's will will come to you. But it, does it get through you?
Yeah.
Are you responding? Thy will be done.
That's good.
I got a revelation that God's will is going to be done.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
God's will is going to be done. We had opportunity a few years back to do vacation Bible study, and I don't know if y'all remember, but we did it on the book of Jonah. Man, I learned so much. God is so good. God will tell you to do something. You can misbehave, and you can you can miss out on his will. And you can say, "Well, I'll show him. He ain't going to get it done." You might tell man that you may be the filibuster, you may be the block, but God's will is going to be done.
Amen.
See, Jonah didn't want to hear what God had to say. All God wanted Jonah to do is preach repentance.
Amen.
Preach repentance. Jonah had messed up in his heart. They don't deserve it. And mean, crooked, evil people, they don't deserve God's redemption. They don't deserve God's forgiveness. But can I tell you, God didn't leave Jonah alone. Got on a ship going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Storm came up, affecting a whole lot of other folk because of Jonah's disobedience. Jonah said, "Y'all just throw me overboard." And these people, even though he was the cause, he was the culprit, Jonah said, "Y'all gonna throw me overboard. I'm the problem here. Y'all shouldn't be penalized for my disobedience." Threw him overboard. Great fish swallowed him up. Spit him out on shore. Jonah still didn't want to be obedient. But finally he came to obedience. And he preached. They repented.
Yeah.
They repented. God's will was done, even though Jonah wanted to block God's purpose.
Yeah, all right.
Didn't agree with God's plan. And at the end of all of that, Jonah still didn't agree with it. It doesn't matter whether we agree or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. When we get to the place that we get the revelation that God's will is going to be done,
yeah,
whether we like it or not,
hallelujah,
I'd rather like it.
Amen.
There are some things that I've kind of went against the grain in life. And when I just went along with the system, it became a whole lot easier.
Yep.
There are some hard things that we're going to deal with in life. And see, it's an awesome thing that we can take it to the Lord.
Yeah.
We can take it to the Lord in prayer, and we may not like the answer, but the result is going to be so sweet. Every time. Every time. In Psalms 37, verse 23, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." God orders our steps, and he delights when we walk in his way. See, that's verse 23. But verse 24, it goes on to say, "Though he falls, he should not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." I would that I could say that after I gave my life to the Lord that Everything went peachy cream. Everything went like clockwork. But there were some pitfalls along the way. And see, when I read this, it gives me peace knowing that God was there all the time.
Yeah.
When I made some bad decisions, God was there all the time.
Yeah.
He didn't let us be utterly cast down.
That's him.
His word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God has never turned his back on us.
Amen.
We've had some hard and challenging things to bring to the Lord. He's never turned his back on us.
Amen.
The hard time and the hard situation may have lasted for a long season. And the one thing that I've learned about long-term illness, people will disappear on me. Mm. After 3 or 4 weeks, I got tired of you. They'll say, I'll be praying for you, brother. But they don't really stop by anymore. But the Lord has never forgotten you. The Lord cares for you. He loves you. And he wants you in his will. And we have to get our head around, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. See, we know that everything is in line in heaven. Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
And what we need to do is get in line on earth.
That's right.
Thy will be done in heaven. Thy will be done on earth.
Yeah.
In these earthen vessels.
Hallelujah.
Yield it to him. Yield it to him and him alone. We want to see his will be done. We want to see his kingdom come forth, his kingdom purpose. When we're praying, we're not praying like braggadocious, but we're praying with humility. We're praying with true concern. We're praying the will of God. I like what Minister Tinder was saying this morning in Sunday school. She said she was praying with this lady, and the lady was having her to pray, and then the lady finally let her know that she wanted her husband to come back, but she didn't tell her in the beginning that her husband was married to another woman. We can't pray with everybody. Now, we can pray for them. Lord, we want your will to come. And when we want God's will to come, we have to recognize that it may not be what the other person wants. It may not be what we want, but we want God's will to be done.
Hallelujah.
Walking in God's kingdom and God's kingdom purpose. In Matthew 5 and 6, it said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. We want God's kingdom to come. We need to be hungry. We need to have a desire for the things of God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
God, what do you want from me?
Mama.
What is your will for me? You know, when he went to the fig tree and the fig tree didn't bear any fruit, when he came back, fig tree was cursed because it didn't bear what it should have bear. See, this is a lesson that we need to see for our life.
Right.
Lord, what do you want to see come from my life?
Right.
Yeah. Is it blessing somebody else?
Right.
Is it helping somebody else?
Hallelujah.
Is it stop doing some of the foolish things we've been doing?
Yeah.
I've done some foolish things in my life. That's enough foolishness, sir. God's will, walking in kingdom purpose, having that desire, God does not force feed any of us.
That's right.
Hunger. I sit at the table quite often. See, I know when a good meal has been prepared. The aroma, the smell is there. And hunger got even hungrier. And the reason I get more hungry for the will of God is because I hear of the goodness of the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Hear of the goodness of the Lord, and that stirs up desire. Lord, that was a good meal. That was so good. That was a good revelation. And that revelation was so good that I'm going to share it with somebody else. Have you ever just told somebody the Lord loves you?
Yeah.
Do you know you can tell somebody the Lord loves them and you ain't lying?
That's right.
Do you know you can tell somebody that the Lord cares for them and you ain't lying?
That's right.
When we're obedient in small things, then the Lord will lead us to greater things.
That's right.
God will use you if you let him.
Oh, yes, he will.
The word of God says, let your light shine that men might see your good works and glorify the Father who's in heaven.
Amen.
God ain't never tell you to sit back and do nothing.
Amen.
He ain't never tell you to do that. To let your light shine. I can be kind of braggadocious. Oh, God is so good. I can tell you that he's seen me through seen and unseen dangers. And I'm telling you the truth about this. He made my car run on air. He taught me a lesson too. He let it run right one time. Pay attention to the needle. But God will take care of you. But the gate is, we have to say, God, we want your will to be done. And we have to understand that whether we accept it or not, it's going to be done. But when we can get to the place that we can embrace it and say, Lord, I know your will is going to be done. I want to be a part. I want to be on your team. Like I want to be on Joe's team. Take me fishing, Brother Joe. I'm going to bring the fish on. Yeah, I am. God's will is going to be done on earth. It's being done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I'm not depending on anyone else, anything else, because God supplies our each and every need according to his riches and glory. I'm not getting on a gambler. I'm not getting over on his schemers or connivers. But I can tell you that God is a good supplier.
Yes, he is.
I've been to the bread store.
Yes, he is.
God is a good supplier. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Uh-oh, we got a condition here. We don't want to hear that. I want you to forgive me, Lord. Are you forgiving? Let's talk about that later, Lord. Are you forgiving? Are you forgiving? So many of us are stuck in one place. Stuck in one place. Because we can't get through this gate. Can you hear what I'm saying? We can't get through this gate. God wants you to come through the gate. He wants to forgive you. He wants to bless you. He wants to nourish you. He wants you to flourish. But there's this gate I just can't get through.
Come on.
Do you know with every promise, comes a condition. Every promise comes a condition. We can't live like hell and think we're going to heaven.
Amen.
What are you talking about, preacher? What you sow, you're going to reap. Sunday school lesson. Sometimes we're going to reap the consequences. If we start looking at the consequences and getting in line with God, getting in His will,
hallelujah,
getting in His purpose, being a blessing and not always worrying about getting blessed. Forgive us as we forgive others. God's asking a whole lot of us, isn't He? That's a whole lot. I'm going to be honest with you. I get stuck there sometimes. But God is big. You know what He reminds me? In your weakness, I'm made strong. In your weakness, I'm made strong. When things get too big for me, I mind telling you, I run to the King. I run to, Lord, this is too big for me. Take me back to kindergarten if you have to. But I need to get over this hurdle. I need to get in the gate. I want to be in the way. In God's way, not in the way.
Right.
You know, some folks can get in your way. But we want to be in the way. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Teach, Lord. Do you know the word says, resist the devil and he'll flee? Is that right? Submit to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. When temptation comes our way, we need to know these principles. We need to have these tools in our tool bag. Resist the devil. We're supposed to do that. But first we're supposed to say, God, this thing looked mighty good. It looked mighty tempting. But your word says, lead us not into temptation. Lord, you didn't bring me here, but I need you to get me out. Amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Temptation comes to each and every one of us. And everybody's temptation isn't the same. I tell folk that I should be a gambler. They say, why is that? I say, I used to win some money. I ain't lose, I won some money. When I gambled, it wasn't a vice for me. I quit back when I was a teenager. I'm an old man now, so you see, that's been way, way long ago. But see, that, for a lot of people, that would have been a temptation. That would have been a snare. That would have been something to get me off of the focus of the Lord. But see, the Lord had a purpose. The Lord had a plan for me. The Lord has a plan for us. But we can't get caught up, held up by some temptation. Something that's glaring and flaring and holding up. The temptation might be that somebody trying to blackmail you, remind you of your past. And you remind them, Satan, I can tell you about your future. We win. I didn't read the back of the book. We win. We're more than victorious. So we need to have this in our tool bag, that God, we can cry to you when a temptation comes before us. We can come to the Lord. We can bring Him our cares because He cares for us. We can bring Him our concerns because He concerned about us. Lord, we thank You for Your delivering us from the evil one. We understand that Satan has one desire, and that's to steal, kill, and destroyer. And God says, I would that you have life. And that you would have it more abundantly. The Lord says to you that you should have an expected end. A prosperous end. I would that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. See, I have to get it in my mind and in my heart. That God wants us to prosper. He may bring us to a desert place to get our attention. But he wants to get you out of any desert place that you're in, that you may flourish, that you may bud, that you may grow, that you may be established in his kingdom purpose.
Glory to God.
We should say daily, thy will be done, thy kingdom come forth in our life, in our home, in our church, in our community. Thy will be done.
Amen.
And Lord, I'm praying that, not that I'm making that happen, but I'm praying it in agreement with you, because we know and we understand that your will is going to be done.
Hallelujah.
And we give you glory this day. We give you praise. We give you honor.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
For teaching us these kingdom principles.
Yes.
Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you this day for your revealing to us that which you desire from us. Father, we thank you for what you want to do in us and through us. Father, we yield our vessels to you to be vessels of righteousness, meet for the Master's use.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for all that you have in store for us.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord God, for your revealing your kingdom. Be glorified in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank you, Facebook listeners, for joining with us today. And we got this revelation this week that everybody that doesn't check in today maybe checks in the future. And we got a good report, and I have to give a good report.
Amen.
We praise God for our pastor because he entrusted this season for us to minister.
Amen.
Trust is a good thing.
Yeah.
Not long ago, my wife, she asked us about attributes that we appreciate in an individual. And I was like, I tell you, I appreciate that my father-in-law trusts me.
Mm-hmm.
He trusts me with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me the key to his house. Gave me the key to his garage.
That's a
in fact, no. That's a happy place. He even trusts me with the keys to his truck. Let me go over creek, it wouldn't let me go over the river like my wife. But trust is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And we praise God for our pastor, and we pray that the Lord will bless him in this season. We pray the Lord will bless you in this season, and we pray that you will tune in next week if the Lord wills. And the Lord wills.
Yeah.
We thank God for his will being done and bringing us to this place next week. Amen.